Did you know that the perfect snack exists that not only has the yum factor, because that's important, but also packs a real protein punch? I'm talking about Wonderful Pistachios, a complete protein providing all 9 essential amino acids. Wonderful Pistachios is one of the highest protein nuts. Each 1 ounce serving has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value. Now that's a snack you can feel really good about. It's hard for me to currently pick a fave because they have several flavors to choose from, including no salt and jalapeno lime options. But if I absolutely had to, I'd say I'm in my no shells, Wonderful Pistachios, sea salt and vinegar era. It's the ultimate snacking solution for when you need a quick, convenient, and tasty boost of pistachio goodness straight out of the bag. Whether you enjoy the ritual of cracking open each nut or you lean towards the ease of no shells, Wonderful Pistachios has something for everyone. It's time to elevate your snacking game with Wonderful Pistachios. Visit wonderfulpistachios.com to learn more. Confession time. I love my hair, but I don't love how long it takes to do it. I'm a type 4 natural, and not gonna lie, when it's time to redo my wash and go because it's frizzy or dried out, it drives me nuts. In a perfect world, I could be using that time to do something fun like getting a massage or going to brunch or something. I know you get it because we are all too busy to be frizzy. I'm glad that Way understands this and created their new anti-frizz cream at just the right time. It's a lightweight cream that provides immediate frizz control that lasts for up to 72 hours. Way anti-frizz cream fits seamlessly into the mix of products I use to do my wash and goes and twist outs, giving me smoother and intensely hydrated feeling hair. I also love that I only need to use a little to see a big difference, plus it smells really, really good. Frizz free up your schedule with Way. Go to theouai.com and enter promo code SELFCARE for 15% off any product. That's theouai.com, promo code SELFCARE. Hey, hey, beautiful black women, what is going on? Happy Monday. It's your girl Bree. Welcome back to the Brown Girl Self-Care Podcast. I already said my name, so I'll just also let you know that I'm the host of the Brown Girl Self-Care Podcast. I'm also a self-care coach. This space is for black women who are looking to get to where the healing resides. I think that sums it up in a nutshell, right? Okay, let's go ahead and get into it. First of all, happy Monday. Happy Monday. Good to see you. I'm feeling myself because I'm wearing my hair in a different style now. If you've been rocking with me for a while, you know your girl usually wears a wash and go. But I've been wearing a twist out for a little while now, y'all. I got some length. It's giving movement. I can, you know, shake my head and the hair kind of just flows and sways. And I'm just feeling myself today. So you might hear that reflected in my voice. Okay. Y'all should have seen the pose I just hit. Like you could never, all right? On your best day, you could never just hit that pose that I just hit. All right, let me stop fooling around and go on and get into this episode. Now, I want to give you, all kidding aside, an invitation like I want to always do from this point forward, and that invitation is for you to just come on into the spaces, come as you are. Let's go ahead and sit down and chop it up and have this conversation. Come as you are. Allow this to be your time where you are intentional about just focusing on you, whatever that looks like for you, okay? So if you need to grease your scalp, grease your scalp. You want to light a candle? Light a candle. You want to give yourself a mani while I'm just, you know, we're in this space of flow? Do that, all right? If you want to drink some water, drink some water. Do what makes sense for you, okay? So I want to talk about normalizing not having our needs met. And I gotta, let me go and put on my reading glasses, y'all. Let me put my reading glasses on real quick, because I got all kind of notes. Make sure I hit some points. So I'm gonna put my reading glasses on. Now, before I get into this episode, I wanna tell you what I did for self-care in the last week or so. And so for me, my self-care included working on my 3-year plan. So that was an assignment that my therapist gave me, because I said I wanted to create this 1-year and 3-year plan for my life. Because in 3 years, y'all, I don't know if y'all know this, but in 3 years, I'm going to be, I'll just say older than I am now. How about that? So in 3 years, a sister's going to be, you know, a little more mature. And I was telling my therapist, you know, how we just be saying stuff, but we be like,
we kind of mean it, but we don't. And then that person kind of hold your feet to the fire. That's what happened. What had happened was I said I wanted to make this plan. And he was like, all right, bet. I want to see it the next time we meet. I was like, huh? What'd you say? So that is what my self-care, excuse me, looked like for the last week. It included working on my 3-year plan. And it's really good to have something like this, even if it's a 1-year, 3-year, 5-year, whatever makes sense for you, because if you're anything like me, like you are constantly evolving, you're constantly leveling up, right? And so if you don't have like a written down plan like that, you can use it as kind of like a GPS or as a navigation for your life, or like just this, it's not just this pie in the sky kind of thing where you're like, well, I think, well, maybe, I don't know, you know, because we're not going with, you know, whichever way the wind blows anymore. Like we're not doing that, right? So you need a plan. So that's what I'm working on, or what I worked on over the last week. So that is what my self-care looked like, okay? All right. Now, you know, also one more thing before I jump into this episode, I want to thank you for listening, real talk. And I also want to thank my Patreon community for supporting my labor. And by the way, if you love the show, consider becoming a Patreon member, girl. You can go to patreon.com/browngirlselfcare. And support my work in that way. Okay, now let's go on, jump into it here. So again, this conversation that I want to have with you today is again like about when not having your needs met just becomes what it is. Like it just becomes a normal part of life where it's just like normalized. I want to have that conversation with you today because it's easy for folk to forget that. We are humans with needs, with feelings, with emotions, with, you know what I'm saying? And it has really just become normal for us to not be prioritized. It's been like that for so long, right? So it's easy for, or normal, quote unquote, for us not to be prioritized, for us to not be taken seriously, for our needs not to matter, or for our needs to always be like this secondary thing or conditional, like, I'll take care of this once you've done all these things and jumped through all these hoops and bent yourself backwards in 50 ways. And I can see that you're completely ragged and exhausted. Then I'm like, okay, then I'll do a little something for you. Like, nah, that's not it for me. That's just not that's not it for me. I've been there, done that. I don't want to be that person. I'm not that person. I know you ain't that person. So that's what I want to talk about today. It just becomes such a regular occurrence that even we ourselves forget what it is to feel joy or to feel like we matter and that we deserve goodness in our lives. Yes, yes, we do. Yes, you do. You deserve to have goodness and abundance and overflowing increase. Okay, somebody take your wig off, start waving it in the air. Like you deserve to have that. You are worthy of that. Okay, so what led me to this topic, if you will. Now I got to switch things up and get my cell phone, right? Do you know who Nicole Walters is? She, in a nutshell, is a Black business boss. She's an entrepreneur. I'm not going to lie. I can't tell you really what she does in this day and age because I don't necessarily follow her anymore or follow her like that. So I don't know what she's been doing in these streets as of late. But what I do know for sure is that If she ain't nothing else, she's a business beast, okay? So again, her name is Nicole Walters. And how I found her is funny. Actually, I don't even know how I found her. I think this was back in the Periscope days. I'm dating myself. Y'all remember Periscope, that social media platform where you could, what was Periscope for? Was it like Instagram Live? You get on and you talk or something? I don't even remember what the functionality of Periscope was because it's been some time, but I think that's how I found her. And one memory of Nicole Walters that stands out for me is that she was the first and only person I ever knew that went on social media live. So this was again on Periscope, if I'm not mistaken. Don't get me to lying, but I'm pretty sure that's what it was. And she quit her job on social media, on Periscope or whatever platform it was, like live and in person. She just put on her social media stream. I think she called her boss or something, and she quit like right there. And I know that she was so nervous, but she did it, y'all. And I will never forget that day. I will never forget that, because that was just like, it just blew my mind. I was like so proud of her. I don't even know her. She definitely don't know me, but I was so proud of her in that moment. It was just an exciting day, y'all. I can't explain it no other way. Maybe now it doesn't sound as exciting because who knows what people are doing these days on social media, right? But back in when she did it, it was just like this groundbreaking thing, all right? So it was amazing. Anyway, I stumbled upon one of her posts that came up in the, what is it, For You page or Explore, or I don't know. Anyway, and it was with these flowers, right? She had did a reel with these flowers. And so I watched it, and she had shown like different little bouquets or whatever, right? But it wasn't the flowers necessarily, which were beautiful, but it wasn't the flowers necessarily that held my attention, because you know, flowers are flowers, right? But it was what she said in the reel. And I'm going to read this word for word. I don't even know what date this is from. I don't even know, but I would imagine it is within the last maybe 3 to 6 months, I would guess, right? Oh, let me put my glasses back on, y'all. Look, I'm juggling. Listen, let me tell you something, okay? First of all, I can't even wear my regular glasses. I mean, I can, but they're kind of like scratched or something. I don't know. So I got these reading glasses. But you know, when you wear reading glasses, they magnify. Even though these are at a, like a 1.0 magnification lens or something, you can't like wear these like regular glasses. Your girl is working overtime to get you this podcast episode, okay? So I have to switch and take the glasses off, put them on. I got to pick up my iPhone to read this post. I got to pick up my iPad to read this. I got to go into my laptop to read this other thing. So it's just like, bear with me, y'all. A girl is trying, okay? So I'm going to put my reading glasses back on. Here we go. All right, because you can't, like I said, wear reading glasses for normal stuff, because it makes stuff blurry and hella big, and I don't know. And this might be a cussy kind of episode, y'all. I don't know yet. I'm trying to see which way the spirit leads me, but I'm just letting you know in advance. This may or may not be a kind of a cussy, C-U-S-S-Y episode. I don't even know if cussy is a word, but we're going to roll with it. All right, so here's what she said about the flowers, y'all. And I screenshot this because I was like, oh, yes, yes. So she has, again, this reel of some different, like, beautiful bouquets that she's received, I'm assuming. And so in the snapshot or in the reel, she says, as a survival technique, we'll often convince ourselves that we don't like, want, or need something simply because we know that we're not receiving it or it will be hard to get. This was me for over a decade, whether it was affection, respect, support, intimacy, or help in moments of overwhelm. I'd convinced myself that I was always doing quote unquote just fine, and that the thing that I wanted may not even be as good as it is, and that I certainly didn't need it. This rejection of joy as a deserved necessity of life showed up in the smallest places. Man. Did you pick up what she laid down? So not only did she say that it was a survival technique, which I 100% agree with, and we've talked about being in survival mode and all that stuff, right? I mean, that, I think that needs to, that deserves to be like a constant conversation, not just a one-off. So I think I'm thankful that she talked about this, because it's just important for us to actually normalize having these types of discussions and conversations, okay? And I guess I got to put it out there, your girl's not a therapist, okay? So if ever there's a topic where it's just like, it's hard for you to wrap your head around it or whatever, it's okay to get professional help, all right, from a therapist. I'm a self-care coach, but that's two totally different lanes, girl, all right? All right, so I'm glad that she talked about that it was a survival technique. And I'm also glad that she said, like, for her to survive, for her to just kind of be at peace in a situation that just felt disgusting to her, I would imagine, or just made her feel some type of way, she convinced herself, oh, like, I didn't want it anyway. I don't want that. It's not important. I don't need it. Whatever, girl. You know what I mean? How many times do we do that? How many times do we do that to ourselves? Something we really want has been just like I don't know, like stamped down in our spirit. Like we've just been beaten over the head about not being able to have it or not getting it. So we're just like, I didn't want it anyway. It's probably not even like, that's like, that's like me. I don't know. I don't even know what the similarity would be. I'm trying to make a quick one here. Like me, like me really, really wanting this new, what's hot in these streets? I don't know. A Mercedes SUV or something. What is it, like a C-Class or S-Class look? I don't even know. Okay. Don't come for me. I don't know what when it comes to Mercedes, clearly. But let's just pretend it's a C-Class SUV and that's the best one. I don't know. And me like wanting that for years and years and years and not getting it ever. And so I tell myself when I see one in the streets, or like, for example, let's take it a step further. And my bestie has that car now, right? She has one and I wanted one, this magical C-Class or whatever class Mercedes SUV. And I see it and I'm like, I don't even like it. It's ugly anyway. She got the white with the brown leather trim interior. That's not even cute. That's ugly. Oh, she only got the Bose 5.2 system. That's not even good because now they have the Bose 5.3 system. She just, that's just a waste of time. It's not even pretty. I don't even like it. It's ugly. It's ugly now. You know, that's how it landed for me, right? Telling yourself that you don't even want it anyway. It's not even worth it. Like making all these justifications and excuses for not getting what you want. And hear me when I say this, it's not about the SUV. Okay. I was just using that as an example because really to me, I'm going to be talking about just kind of our core needs, right? It's not about the flowers for Nicole. We're talking about our core needs. She even mentioned like affection, respect, support, intimacy, help when she's just feeling close to just burning the hell out, right? That she wasn't, I guess she wasn't getting that from her partner. So that's what it is. So we normalize, or it has been normalized, I should say, that we don't, Black women don't get what they want. Black women don't get what they need, right? It's just become this thing. So I'm thankful that she talked about that, right? Now on the flip side, coincidentally, now I got to go back to that, to the website. I still got my reading glasses on, y'all. Talking about those things, I was doing a little research on the internet. And there's an article that I found. I will not even link to it because I'm not even going to link to it. But I will tell you that I found this blog post from a coaching website. I'm trying to be very generic here. And the title of their post, actually, I guess I'm giving it away, huh? Ugh. The title of their post is How Not to Care When You Don't Get What You Want. I'm going to say that again for the people in the back. How not to care when you don't get what you want. And I'm still scratching my head over that title. I mean, I get where they were going with that title. I guess, like, for example, if going back to that car, that Mercedes, please tell me a C-Class SUV is a thing. This Mercedes C-Class, white with the brown leather interior with the Bose, I don't know about sound systems, y'all. Bose 5.3 system sound or whatever. And like the sunroof. My cars always have a sunroof. If nothing else, I don't care if I'm driving a 1972 Beater on the streets, honey. My car is going to have a sunroof. I can at least say that. But like I don't get the SUV. So I go into I don't care mode because I didn't get it because I'm so irritated and so frustrated that I'm allowing it to just take my life in a direction that, you know, is really not healthy. So I'm assuming, I didn't even read the whole blog post. I'm gonna be honest with you because I read down a little bit and they gave some tips, including, you know, like enjoy what you already have and be thankful for what you have and focus on something else and yada, yada, yada. And those are all great things. Don't get me wrong. Those are all great things. I believe, at least for me, speaking from my experience, when I'm able to look at things from a different perspective and just be thankful, like, thank you, God. For example, I may not have the C-Class Mercedes, but this damn Toyota Camry show is getting me everywhere I need to go. You know what I'm saying? So just being thankful because technically I could be on the bus stop. Technically, maybe I have to walk, right? Technically, maybe I gotta ride a bicycle or hitch a ride with a, I don't know, you know what I'm saying? So I feel like for me, there's always a reason to be thankful. I'm not saying that in the moment, I'm always like, oh, look at God. Thank you, God. Da, da, da. I'm not saying that at all, okay? But I do realize that I do have tremendous things, amazing things, no matter how small, to be thankful for, right? So I get where they were coming from. But that part about learning how not to care, that's the part that I was just like, I don't think I like that. I don't think I like that at all, because I feel like some of those things, when we're not getting the things that we want, like, that needs to be addressed. That needs to be addressed. So again, I understand the sentiment, but I don't think that learning how not to care is necessarily the way, at least, that I want to go. Because to me, not caring is another, like, survival mechanism, or it's like a protective mechanism that we've learned over time to pull out of our, I'm just going to say it, I told y'all this is a cussy episode, right? So it's like we have learned over time to pull out of our, quote unquote, here's some more shit I have to deal with, coping kit, right? How many of you guys have a here's some more shit I have to deal with coping kit? Raise your hand. Not all at once now, but raise your hand. Yes, of course. A lot of us do, if not all. We have that coping kit where we're like, I'm so sick of dealing with this shit. You know what I'm saying? I'm so tired of dealing with this, right? So I get it. But to me, it's just like, no, I don't know if that's necessarily the right or the always the best resolution. Maybe if it's a short term kind of thing. But it's like, again, if how many times can you do that? I don't care. I don't care. I don't care. I don't care. Do you follow what I'm saying? All right. Let's go ahead and take a break right here. This episode is brought to you by BetterHelp, and I am so thankful for that, y'all, because healing is a whole process. How can we be okay with setting boundaries, inviting more joy and rest into our lives, or loving ourselves more if we've never been shown how to do so? Encouragement and tools from podcasts like this one is definitely one way, but sometimes we need more resources, and that's okay. You have permission to get what you need, how you need it, so that you can go from struggling to thriving. This is why I strongly believe in therapy. Listen, we all have a story. Mine includes stress, major trauma, and depression, and therapy helped me live a better life. Your story may be a complete 180 of mine, and in case you're wondering, yes, girl, therapy is still for you too. Everyone can benefit from therapy. If you've been on the fence about therapy, I want to encourage you to give BetterHelp a try. BetterHelp is designed to be convenient and flexible, which means it's all online with availability that meets your schedule. Learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/bgselfcare today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P. .com/BG Self Care.
Black representation in media matters. When we see people that look like us or share our experiences, it provides a sense of community, validation, and belonging while also resisting the narrative that we must remain silent and invisible. The next generation of influential Black voices can be found on NPR's new collection, Black Stories, Black Truths. Black Stories, Black Truths is a celebration of Blackness from NPR, where you'll hear stories of joy, resilience, and empowerment. One episode that I really enjoyed was titled, In Serena Williams, A Generation of Black Players Saw a Legend Who Looked Like Me. The way they wove the episode together with interviews, storytelling, and music kept my interest because it felt more like a documentary than a typical news piece. This is what it feels like to me to have our stories centered. Turn on NPR today and hear a range of voices as varied, nuanced, and Black as the country we reflect. Listen now to Black Stories, Black Truths from NPR, wherever you get podcasts.
All right. I am back. So I'm going to take a little quick sip of water here, and then we're going to talk about what happens, at least in my opinion, when we stop caring. I'm going to try not to drink this water in the microphone, but y'all know how I am sometimes, right? Your girl is gonna always stay hydrated, if nothing else. All right. So what happens when we stop caring? We become what? Numb. We become numb. We become resentful over time. We sometimes try harder and harder and harder and harder to our detriment to get that thing that we quote unquote don't care about, or that thing that quote unquote isn't worth it anyway, right? We start to believe that we aren't deserving of having it. So why care? Why bother? Like, I think that's what happens when we stop caring. It doesn't just, to me, necessarily go away. Those feelings, they don't just magically disappear. So again, to me, her desire for the flowers, they were beautiful flowers, by the way. It wasn't about the flowers. Do you follow what I'm saying? Yes, again, they were beautiful. But to me, it was more than that. It's about another person. It could be a parent, it could be a boss, it could be a spouse, it could be a friend, whoever, a child, whatever. It's about another person, like, seeing you and valuing you and respecting you at your core. That's how I feel. That's what I took away from the post. So I'm sure that it wasn't just about this person not buying her flowers, right? And to my knowledge, I think she ended up divorcing that person. Again, I don't follow her like that, but I'm pretty sure I saw that. She broke up because she's dating someone new at this point, right? So, yeah, but it's about that person, like, valuing you enough to at least acknowledge things that you need or things that you love or you like, right? So, for example, like a parent giving you space to be your own person instead of trying to control you and manipulate you in everything that you do, right? Or like a boss that takes the time, or another person that actually takes the time to pronounce your name correctly. It's because they see your humanity. They acknowledge your humanity. They acknowledge that you are a person separate from them. Their ego is not so big that they can just say, oh, well, her name, let's say your name's, like, my name is Bree, and my boss or whomever calls me Bray. Hey, Bray, can you get me those reports on XYZ, right? If I've told my boss several times that my name is Bree and that person continues to call me Bray, that says a lot, don't you think? That says a whole lot more than them just not saying my name the way I prefer to have it pronounced, okay? So in my humble opinion, unfortunately, there are a ton of people out in these streets that are lacking greatly in emotional maturity. I said it. They are lacking in emotional maturity. And so your needs, like your needs, your core values, etc., they will never be considered or respected. But you better believe for damn sure, you better continue pulling your weight and tending to their needs and doing your job and doing the things that need to be done. Like, in other words, never rock the boat. You just keep doing you, okay? You keep doing your thing. You keep supporting. You keep doing your job. You keep uplifting. You keep doing all the things to keep things going, right? So don't rock the boat. But when it comes to your needs, girl, bye. That's basically what they're saying. And I think that speaks to a high level of emotional immaturity, excuse me. So, all right, after saying all that, it's like, well, what the heck can I do? what can I do here? So first, I would say, going back to that article, girl, like, I don't know. I don't agree with just going automatically to the, oh, I got to figure out how to make it so I don't care. Because that's just like sweeping stuff under the rug to me. So firstly, I feel like you got to give yourself permission to care. I don't care what that article said. You got to give yourself permission to care. And when you do that, give yourself permission to care and to question and to explore. Like, don't shut your feelings down. We do that so much and it's not even necessarily like always a choice, right? It's again, like that defense mechanism kicking in or that survival mode kicking in, right? So it's like we shut our feelings down for a variety of reasons. So I just feel like you got to allow how you feel to be expressed in one way or another. And then when you do that, you can consider like what those feelings are saying. What are those feelings saying? What are those feelings saying that you like to receive more of? What are those feelings saying that you like, you need to pump the brakes on that? I don't like that. Well, I want less of that. You know what I'm saying? But in the case of more, it could be more rest, more respect, more hugs, more tacos, more intimacy, more understanding, more celebration, more love. Did I say that already? More dinero, more money, more cheddar, more time, more energy, more support. Like, whatever it is, girl, I'm gonna tell you, like, none of these things are stupid, okay? None of these things are meaningless, all right? Please hear me when I tell you that. Your feelings, they're valid. They're telling you something. There's something to be explored there. So I would just say, don't automatically go into, girl, I don't care, knowing good and well that you do, okay? Because we do that so much. We always put our needs like to the back. We always put our needs to the back and for other people. Like, that's just, I don't know. I'm gonna take another sip of water here, y'all. I'm sorry. I'm a little thirsty today. This water is good. So, the next thing that I would say, so the next thing that you're going to want to do, to me, in my opinion, is you're going to want to reevaluate. You're going to want to reevaluate. How can you get this thing that you value? How can you get it? Like, if you really want it, how can you get this thing? Whatever it is, right? Whatever it is, how can you get this thing that you value? And again, it's not about the car. It's not about the flowers. We talked about that before. What is the feeling beneath that desire, right? For these things that you want. And I would say you're going to start identifying as someone who has that thing, and gets that thing and deserves to have it. So for you, this may look like, getting it or buying it for yourself, or getting it and doing that thing for yourself. More hugs, more love, more compassion, more kindness, more support, etc. More celebrating of yourself. Do you see what I'm saying? Sometimes we have to be that thing for ourselves. And that's just what it is. At least for, even if it's for a certain season, sometimes we're all that we have. Right. And this is another reason why I stress, like, just being in community with other Black women, so that you don't always have to be just like, it's just you going through all these things, because that's just a hard life. It's a harder life. Does that make sense? But again, sometimes it looks like doing it for yourself, or giving that thing that you value to yourself. Sometimes it looks like just asking straight up for what you need and making it very clear, because everybody's not a mind reader. Right. Now, I think in Nicole's case, I'm pretty sure in the reel she said, like, she had asked for years for flowers and it never received them, or something like that. If you go and find that reel on her Instagram page, again, it may be from the last 3 to 6 months, I'm guessing. I'm not sure. But and you can read, I'm sure she said more, but I just did a screenshot of like that part that I read to you. But again, I try to go with the assumption that sometimes, even though you think that someone should know, maybe they just don't, right? So sometimes it just looks like me giving them the benefit of the doubt, at least the first time or two, right? So, but just asking for what you need and making it very clear. Now, sometimes it takes having a conversation. And if you're like me, it can be a struggle if you deal with like anxiety, or like depending on who that person is, that can be really hard. And that was a struggle that I had, and something that I'm actually still dealing with, even currently. And that's something that I'm working through in therapy. There are some people that have shown me how safe it is to ask for things. There are some people in my life that have shown me that it is not safe to be me. It is not safe to ask for things, right? Not physical things, like just things like respect or things like that, or for me just to be myself. So It can be hard. I'm not saying that, like, self-care isn't always easy, contrary to what we see on them social media streets. Self-care, taking care of ourselves, prioritizing ourselves, prioritizing our healing. Like, it's not always like rainbows and peaches and cream. It's just not. And I find that for me, like, self-care really, like, for example, asking for those things or like having those hard conversations, that for me is the work. It might not be the work for you necessarily. Like, that might not be, it might be, for example, it might be easy for you to do that part. That may not be the work, quote unquote, the work that needs to be done for you. And that's the thing about self-care. It looks different for different people. But for me, that is a part of my work that I need to do, right? It can also look like setting boundaries with folks that continue to not see you. So again, in Nicole's case, that boundary was, if I'm not mistaken, hopefully I'm not getting this wrong, but she ended up getting divorced or separating. I'm pretty sure she got divorced. And I think she had been with that person for X amount of years, maybe 5-10 years, I'm guessing, maybe longer. I'm not sure. But that was the boundary that was set, right? When folks don't and refuse to see you. I'm not saying that you need to get a divorce or do anything like that. I'm just saying that maybe there are some boundaries that need to be set up based on your specific needs, based on your specific circumstances, right? That will help you to be honored the way that you deserve, to see your value and your worth the way that it deserves to be seen. So again, maybe not divorce, but maybe it means you might need to distance yourself and love someone from afar, for example, right? This also might look like, now here's the thing, this might be the work for a lot of us here, myself included. This is like an ongoing thing, but it might look like expanding your capacity to love yourself, like on a much larger scale than you ever thought was possible, right? Or at least larger than what you currently do. Can I tell you something without you getting mad? Okay, I'm gonna say it anyway. real talk, every Black woman that I know, I'm stating this as a fact, okay? Every Black woman that I know can stand to give herself more love. Every Black woman that I know can stand to give herself more love. Much, much, much more love. I can tell you, Black women have been taught, as you know, that we're not valuable, we're not worthy, we're not valuable enough to love, you know, et cetera, et cetera. And so we get to a place where we like accept and we tolerate. It always starts small, and then it's just a little bit more and a little bit more and a little bit more, and people just keep pushing that boundary. You know what I'm trying to say? So it's a little bit more and then some more and then some more. And it's like, when does it end? When does it end? And it's like having your needs met is not, it's not, N-O-T, okay? Too much to ask, Black woman. I'll say that again. Having your needs met is not too much to ask for, Black woman. Being treated with love, being treated with respect, being treated as a human being is not asking for too much, Black woman. I think sometimes we forget that. You should not have to beg for it. And you for damn sure don't have to have your soul broken into like a million pieces to finally be seen. Like, no, absolutely not. Okay? Girl. Gosh. That was a doozy for me. So, you know what? I'm going to recap those things in case you wanted me to say them again. So first of all, give yourself permission to care. Okay. Allow yourself to care. Allow yourself to question. Allow yourself to explore. What do I like? What do I need? How do I like it? When do I like it? How much of it do I want? How much of it do I not want? Like, it's okay. Right? It's okay. Do not shut that process down. This is a prime opportunity for you to explore yourself, learn yourself more, know what you like, what you don't like, learn more about who you are, right? So yeah, give yourself permission to care. Give yourself time to reevaluate, right? Give yourself time to reevaluate that issue, okay? That thing that you value. Let's see. And then obviously it looks like getting it for yourself or doing it for yourself, asking for what you need, setting boundaries, of course, and also expanding your capacity to love yourself on a much larger scale so that you know with zero uncertainty that whatever it is you're asking for is never too much. It's never too much. If this thing that you need is a way of honoring your worth, if it's a way for you to feel valued, respected, to give you your dignity, you know what I'm saying? Like those things that are like our core needs, it's not too much, okay? It's not too much to ask. It's not too much. I want you to remember that, okay? So that's it. And you know what, y'all? I'm going to wrap up this episode, but I got a little small affirmation for you. I want you to write it down, okay? And that affirmation is, I am worthy of having my needs taken seriously. Okay? I'm going to say that one more time. The affirmation, if you find it helpful for you this week, as you kind of process this episode, is, I am worthy of having my needs taken seriously. Okay? All right. All right, y'all. So we done gone through. Okay. We have gone through the valley. We have climbed the mountaintop. We have been here, there, and everywhere on this episode. And I feel like it was an amazing, amazing conversation that we had. And I know I keep saying we, but I know that even though I am speaking into this microphone and I cannot hear you, I know that you are talking back to me. I know that you are co-signing. I know that you are questioning. I know that you are, you know, commenting and leaving some commentary as I have this conversation. So that's why I say we, okay? We done had a really good conversation. So I'm going to go ahead and wrap up this show. But before I do, I don't know if I said this before, but I just want to thank you so much for listening to the Brown Girl Self-Care Podcast, Real Talk. If you find this show valuable, I just would have a small ask, and that is that you go to iTunes or Spotify and you leave a 5-star rating and review. I read all of those. I love the comments. They're amazing. So if you can do that for a sister and help a sister out, that would be bomb. And if you want to take it even further than that, okay, if you want to support my labor in another way, I would encourage you to check out my Patreon. You can go to patreon.com/browngirlselfcare and sign up to become a Patreon member. Okay. Sign up to support my work if you have that capacity. All right. All right. So with that said, sis, that is it for this week's episode of the Brown Girl Self-Care. Remember that affirmation. Remember your worth, girl. Okay. And have a blessed week. I will see you next Monday.